I am as innocent as a person can be. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. That from former President Trump in a series of social media posts this morning about the FBI search of his home in Florida. The Justice Department has given till noon today, another hour, to propose redactions to an affidavit a judge wants to make public.
The affidavit has detailed information, including what crime or crimes prosecutors are eyeing. Now, last week in court, Judge Reinhardt said he was leaning toward unsealing parts of the affidavit for the public to see. The Justice Department warned unsealing any part of the document could jeopardize the ongoing probe, could threaten the safety of witnesses interviewed by the FBI. Ultimately, Reinhardt's decision depends on what redactions DOJ officials propose. Former President Trump says release the affidavit unredacted in full for the public to see.
Fox's David Spund. The Uvalde, Texas School Board has fired school police chief Pete Arredondo over the response to the mass shooting at Robb Elementary School in May. He says he did not know he was the officer in charge of that response. 19 children and two teachers died, and the gunman wasn't confronted by cops for more than an hour. A teacher strike may be ending in Columbus, Ohio.
The Columbus Board of Education says it's reached a conceptual agreement with the Columbus Teachers Union after midnight. In negotiations that began Wednesday, the first day of school, where tens of thousands of students were learning via substitutes virtually.
We cannot do this work without our teachers, and we want them back in the classroom.
Superintendent Dr. Talisa Dixon and neither side sharing details. The union and the Columbus School Board will have to vote on the deal to make things official. It also means that Columbus school teachers are off the picket line today and expected back on the job on Monday. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The Justice Department sued, and now a judge in Idaho rules an abortion ban taking effect there today may not be enforced by federal law in cases where the life or health of the mother is at risk. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
There's a lot of debate over whether President Biden's plan to forgive some federal student loan debt is fair, goes too far, or not far enough. Now, National Education Association President Rebecca Pringle at a celebratory rally in D.C.
For decades, we have struggled with a student loan crisis that holds back our community, our economy, and crushes the dreams of millions of Americans.
Senate Republican John Thune on Fox.
This is a huge attempt by Democrats to try and, in a very transparent way, get votes of younger people going into the midterm elections.
The plan raises up to $20,000 in debt and puts a new income-based cap on payments. Georgia's governor waits to hear if he'll have to testify about possibly illegal attempts to change 2020 election results.
An Atlanta judge will decide whether or not Georgia Governor Brian Kemp must testify in front of a special grand jury tasked with finding out if former President Trump broke Georgia law when, during a recorded phone call, he told the governor and other state officials that he needed to find more votes following Election Day in 2020. A previous agreement to have the governor provide recorded answers fell through, and now Atlanta's prosecutor who called the grand jury wants the governor to appear in person. Kemp, who is seeking re-election this fall, is not wanting to appear, calling the issue political. Eben Brown, Fox News.
As expected, tennis star Novak Djokovic confirms he will not play in the U.S. Open tennis tournament next week in New York City. He's not vaccinated for COVID-19 and so not allowed to travel to the United States. The matchups for the tournament are drawn today. Djokovic writes on Twitter, he'll keep in good shape and positive spirit and wait for an opportunity to compete again. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 117 points and the U.S. economy shrank at a 0.6% annual rate from April to June, the Commerce Department says, in an upgrade from its first estimate. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.